This song is entitled Forever, Forever, and it's by celebrated and internationally acclaimed pianist Keiko Matsui. And we are going to move on over now to another one. Another bit of info regarding stress. And the focus this time will be, well, this is the way it's entitled. Emotional stress in women that can kill. Not the women killing, the stress killing.
It is a fact that stress has a more negative effect in some ways on women than in men. For example, if a woman who has had a heart attack goes back to an unhappy situation at home, either with her husband or a child, or a sibling, whatever, she is 300% more likely to have a second heart attack within the year. So women depend on a positive and useful social network for their recovery. People who quarrel or who have an unhappy relationship, women have a depression in their immune system, and we find that indeed for both sexes, wounds heal more slowly and people are more prone to infection during times of stress. So stress exacts a toll on the immune system as well as on the cardiovascular system. The kind of stress that makes people ill and depresses their immune system and makes the likelihood of high blood pressure and coronary artery disease ever more likely is the kind of situation that creates emotional pain that doesn't seem to be resolvable. And I have many patients who come in and talk to me about marriages that have been really acutely painful for 10 years. And they have no strategy for resolution of the reasons for the pain, or alternatively, of exit from that relationship. And fear, anxiety, and indecision about those kinds of issues are something that women should work on for their health, specifically women.
Stress. 300% more likely to have another heart attack within 1 year if they go back to a stressful relationship after having experienced a heart attack. Stress is no joke. Okay, so remember, stress can have an impact on us emotionally, physically, you name it. So we're looking at sexual satisfaction, something that can be affected by stress. When Dr. Meese looked at factors that could take away the satisfaction level of the sex life, she noticed that age was another factor. Men experienced the lowest levels of interest in sex between the ages of, now fill in the blank for me again, you're going to tell me now the age range at which men experienced the lowest levels of interest in sex, and then the age range at which women experience the lowest levels of interest in sex. Now, let me tell you now, when it comes to the men, you may be surprised. Okay, but again now, the lowest levels of interest in sex. At what ages do men experience the lowest levels of interest in sex? At what age range do women experience the lowest levels of interest in sex? For men, believe it or not, it is between the ages of 35 and 44. 35 and 44. Those are the ages. That's the age range at which men experienced the lowest levels of interest in sex. For women, the ages is between the ages of 55 and 64. The 55 and 64 probably sounds more logical, right, than 35 and 44, but that's what they found. Dr. Julia Velton, who's a postdoctoral fellow reported that when men felt that their partner expected them to always initiate sex, it had a negative effect on their sexual satisfaction. And that gets us back to something that I was talking about just a little earlier. And I've mentioned this before. Particularly, there are a lot of women, married women, who wear it as a badge of honor that they rarely, if ever, initiate sex with their husbands. Now, and a greater part of that tragedy is that some of those same women who refuse to initiate sex with their husbands will initiate sex with other men, even though they're married. What is it about us human beings that we've got to make things so complicated? And it's a fact that when the woman makes it clear to the man that neither he as a human being, neither he as her husband, nor their marriage means enough to her for her to initiate sex with him, it's going to have a negative impact on him. Psychologically, emotionally, physically. Especially when that is her lifestyle. I mean, if it happens that way, you know, we're not talking about the situation wherein sometimes the wife is initiating, at other times the husband is initiating, and no one is keeping count. But, you know, when they just kind of think about it casually, they both would agree, well, we probably initiate about the same amount. She probably initiates about as much as I do, and I probably initiate about as much as she does. And they're both happy about that. But when you have the man having to initiate 90% of the time, 80% of the time, the message that the wife is sending is a very clear one. I don't have enough interest, a strong enough interest, in having sex with you to initiate sex with you any more than I do, whether she initiates 20% of the time or none of the time. The message is a very, very loud and clear one. Our marriage doesn't mean enough to me to initiate sex with you more than I do. You don't mean enough to me. You notice I didn't say the marriage doesn't mean anything. I didn't say he doesn't mean anything. I said the marriage does not mean enough. The husband does not mean enough. Because if they did mean enough, she'd be initiating more. But the message is very clear. You don't mean enough to me for me to initiate. And even if the issue is one of a matter of talking through how to make it better. And one of the sad truths or sad myths in America, I don't know about the West, but I know in America, one of the sad myths that makes it even more difficult for couples to really work through issues that run interference with developing a beautiful marriage is that women are very, very communicative, and they will talk. Whereas men will close up. That's not true. The truth is some women and some men are very, very effective communicators. They know how to talk, how to express what they're thinking and feeling, and they know how to listen as their partner expresses his or her feelings. Some men and some women are effective communicators. Some men and some women are okay communicators. Some men and some women are terrible communicators. And they don't express well, nor do they listen well. They don't know how to get in touch with their own feelings to begin with, so they can't express their own feelings well. They don't know what to express. They haven't gotten in touch with their feelings. They can't even tell you clearly what their thoughts are about a given topic. Men and women like that. And as soon as we get to the point where we're willing to be honest and admit that all of these scenarios exist, then we can get down to the point of determining, okay, now what is the situation with us? In our case, are we both poor communicators, or is it just one of us a poor communicator, while the other one is okay or very good as a communicator? Not for the purpose of trying to one-up the other, but for the purpose of trying to find out where exactly is the problem and how do we resolve it. And so we can get to the point where we can determine where the problem lies in the relationship and work on resolving the problem without necessarily trying to beat down whoever is contributing to the problem. It's not true that every problem that comes up, both partners are contributing to it. That is not true. Sometimes both partners are contributing. Sometimes only one partner is contributing to the problem. Wherever the problem is, identify it and work together to resolve it. In love, working together to resolve the problem so we can move on to the phase of developing beauty in the marriage. I'll be right back. And when we come back, let's take a listen. We'll continue this discussion next week about sexual satisfaction. There is more, but listen, some of you have been married for 38 years. Some of you have been married for 8 years. Some of you have been married for 1 year. Some of you will be getting married next year. We have time. So we'll come back to this. When we get back from this break, though, let's take a look at national disasters and, well, the way presidents can impact our lives in times of national disaster.